gosh, come on, guys.
Crystal Yarlott is in her third year of operating a short-term rental. She's earned superhost status on Airbnb, consistently receiving five-star reviews.
Is it dinner time?
It is dinner time.
The idea of hosting guests all started after her mother's health deteriorated.
She had to go into assisted living, and it was just sitting here doing nothing. And then I had a job at Evergreen Market, and the man who owns it said, there's a thing called Airbnb, and I had never heard of it. So I thought, well, I could try it.
Yarlott is proud of the environment she's created for visitors. They enjoy a small room with a comfortable bed and Yarlott's three rescue dogs, Dutch, Jack, and Reese.
What do you think, Reese? He says, I love having people come, don't you? I think that's one of the reasons why people like Airbnb, because it does feel more like home to them, like they're going to their aunt or their uncle's house or something like that, you know, and it's just more cozy than going to a hotel.
Yarlott says the money she makes from renting helps her afford her home. She likes to see people create their own income rather than turning to food stamps or welfare.
This is a small business. I would think it would be something to encourage that someone like me is taking the initiative to welcome people into the area, to provide them with, you know, some guidance and recommendations and a comfortable place so that they get a good experience when they come to Traverse City.
Acme Township is trying to figure out what to do about short-term rentals.
I would say it all started once summer rolled around.
That's Sean Winter, zoning administrator for the township. He says he's received more complaints about short-term rentals over the last year.
They've operated in the township for years, if not decades now, but with little attention paid to them, just kind of in the background. That all changed, and we saw a proliferation of complaints, people stopping in the township hall, calling, sending emails, coming to the planning commission meetings, township boards, to express the situations they were having with short-term rentals in their neighborhood.
Right now, short-term rentals are illegal in Acme Township. The township attorney says zoning changes could help the township control rentals more closely and be more responsive to specific complaints. In the meantime, violation notices have been sent to operators of illegal rentals. Pat Buck is one of those disgruntled neighbors who's complained. Buck feels short-term rentals introduce a lack of security to the neighborhood, and he wants them banned.
We have no idea who our neighbors are going to be from a week-to-week basis. We have no background on these neighbors, unlike a family that's been residing there for some time. It's almost like a bag of tricks. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Buck says leftover trash and multiple cars in driveways are degrading the look of the neighborhood. He says if something goes wrong with renters, enforcement is in the hands of neighbors.
When people are on vacation, it's a festive atmosphere. And I'm the same way when I'm on vacation. But I expect my attitude and festivities to take place in a commercially zoned area, not a single-family residential area.
John Martin lives out of state. For the last 10 years, he's been renting out a second home on the beach at Deepwater Point. He feels those opposed to short-term rentals are in the minority.
You know, you're always going to have problems, but to the extent of not allowing them, I think it keeps the township from having some revenue that they could otherwise have, and goes back to one bad apple shouldn't ruin it for a bucket of good ones.
Martin says it's all about respect. If there's a problem, he prefers talking face-to-face.
The point is whether you're an owner-occupied, long-term renter, or a short-term renter, we're all humans, so we all have some issue at some point in time, and respecting one another generally takes care of the problem.
Nearby townships have taken different approaches. In Garfield Township, short-term rentals are banned outright, but in Long Lake and Green Lake townships, they're legal. Sean Winter says Acme Township has decided to turn to the community before it changes any laws.
It's definitely something that needs to be addressed. The first step in that process is going to be getting public input from our property owners and residents.
The township will hold a public forum on the subject on Thursday night. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Caroline McGregor.